This is Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Juliet Tango. The time is 19 minutes past 7 o'clock. I'm at the helm. If there's any earlies out there, I'll take you up.
Victor Echo 7, Ocean Rain.
Good morning, Merlin. Did you get the train?
Well, I didn't. Sorry, there was a double with the steward. What'd you say?
I said, did you get much rain?
Oh, lots last night. Around 3 o'clock, it was pouring and really windy and still raining here. Well, it'll give the tourists to know what really Vancouver's about, the real experience.
Yeah, they'll go home with webbed feet. Thanks, Merlin. Appreciate you being here. Who's the other station?
Victor Alpha 7, Foxtrot Echo Sierra.
Foxtrot Echo Sierra. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning. I'm just back at Burnaby again. I'm going to load up my second load there for today, and I'm sure you come on again, so I just thought I'd quick say a good morning and that. I'm going to continue on back to work. And that's all. It's raining there today, so I'm going to stay somewhat dry, but don't mind the rain today.
Be safe on the roads, Darren. 7-3. Next day. Out there. India Foxtrot, what would you like to do this morning, Wally?
Well, good morning, Stuart. Good morning to everybody there. And I'll try and stay awake for 8:30, but if not, I had a terrible night last night and tossed and turned all night long. Yes, I am.
Changing the weather, I guess. I slept like a log. It was really nice and cool.
Well, the night before that, I slept real good, but last night it was just wasn't a go. Anyhow, thanks, Stuart. Have a good day. See you soon, Al.
You'll make up for it once you drop off, Wally. 7-3. Next station.
Echo 7. Tango, Echo Tango.
Tango, Echo Tango. You're up this morning, Chuck.
Yeah, up this morning. It must have rained last night a bit, but it's pretty dry right now. So there you go. 7-3. Thanks for joining the net, Stuart. Been taking my early check-in.
My pleasure, Chuck. You spoil Bev now. 7-3. Next station.
Victor Echo 7, Yankee Alpha Delta.
Yankee Alpha Delta, you're probably ready to go to work.
I just came down the mountain, and I'm actually working from home today, so it's nice that I'm working from home when it's raining. So we had a great little hike up and down.
Was it drizzling of rain, or was it dry?
Oh, no, it's still raining up here. We got rain. Been coming down since yesterday around 8 o'clock, so yeah, it's steady little, I guess, little showers.
Yeah, that's about the same as my area in South Surrey. The puddles aren't too big on the sidewalks. Obviously, we haven't had it pouring, but yeah, steady drizzle. Have a great day, Jad, and have another cup of tea now that you're down in the office.
Will do. Enjoy the day. 7-3.
7-3, Chad. Next station.
Victor Alpha 7. Leave Bravo.
Mike Lima Bravo. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Stuart. Good morning, Early Bird Rainbow Country Net. And, yeah, in North Bend, looks like rain. And it's also fitting because it is the centenary today of the Tomahawk Barbecue.
Oh, that's wonderful. So when's the celebration? Tomorrow?
I don't know. I think today. I think they have like hamburgers on at half price or something like that. I'm not really sure actually. Don't take my word for it. But yeah, this day in 1926, Chick Chamberlain and his wife started cooking meals for lovers in their motor cars in Haywood Park, which is in North Van, Marine Drive, Hamilton. Still there, not the lovers, so there you go, and that's that.
Yeah, that's a little bit of local history from North Vancouver. I'm glad you shared it with us, Paul, and drive carefully on the road, my friend. Next station if you're out there.
Victor Echo 7, Charlie Oscar Romeo.
Charlie Oscar Romeo, how's Ron this morning?
Yeah, not too bad today, Stuart. I hope you're well.
Yeah, I'm doing very well. Had my walk. Elsa had her coat on this morning. I had my wet jacket on, and yeah, we got around okay.
Yeah, well, we had pretty much the same moisture as you did because, you know, we're not that far from you. And that was very interesting, that bit of lore about the was the tomahawk, I think. It sounds like maybe that was the year the bridge was built that they started that up.
Yeah, I'm not too up on local history, only being here 16 years. I know there was a big fatality on the bridge. That's all I know.
Oh, dear. Well, anyway, let's change the subject then. We're going out for brunch this morning, so that's why I wanted to jump in a little bit early. Thanks for being there so early.
Yeah, why don't you surprise yourself and go to the Tomahawk and give me a report tomorrow?
I'm afraid it's too much driving in the wrong direction there. We're going up the valley to Chilliwack.
Okay, maybe next century then.
I've only been to that restaurant once, and I had a great big... I had some burger that had a beef patty, a hot dog wieners, and egg, and a bunch of other stuff. I forget what it was called, but it was pretty good. I don't recall that the rest of the food was all that great, though. But mind you, that was about 50 years ago.
Yeah, I bet you back then you had an appetite. Or maybe it just came from Lover's Park.
Yeah, no comments on that one. Have a good day.
Yeah, let you go. 7-3, my friend. Next station if you're out there.
Recheck.
Go ahead and recheck.
Yeah, it's Paul. Victor Alpha 7, Mike Lima, Bravo. 1926 is the year they built the first Second Narrows Bridge, which is that green one beside the current Second Narrows Bridge. And it was a train-slash-car bridge. Now it's just a train bridge, but it was built in 1926. And, yeah, Haywood Park. They worked there for about 2 years, and then they managed to get a hold of a farrier's porch and turned it into a restaurant, and it was there until 1960 when they had to move because they were broadening Marine Drive, and so they moved to the current place in 1960. Anyway, yeah, last little bit.
Again, thanks for sharing the history, Paul. It's all great to me. I just love it. 7-3, next station.
Victor Echo 7, India Echo Mike.
India Echo Mike. A very good morning. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, good morning, Stuart, and all out there, all the early birders. Yeah, it looks like I checked AccuWeather there, and the field days will be kind of nice and dry for Saturday. I think it was like 20% chance of rain. Anyway, that's good news. 7-3 all.
It's not a proper field day, Mark, unless you're putting your antenna up in the rain.
Yeah, that's hardcore for sure. Actually, I don't mind the rain. Kind of been dealing with it here for most of my life.
There you go, just like me, web feet. Thanks for being here, Mark. 7-3, next station.
Victor Echo 7, Romeo November Kilo, plus Victor Alpha 7, X-ray Foxtrot Mike. Are you there, Stuart?
Certainly am, Rita. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Victor Echo 7, Romeo November Kilo, checking in with you, Stuart, on a rainy morning here in Langley. It looks good for the plants. They're finally getting some water. Hope you and everyone has a wonderful day, and here's Kent.
Good morning, Victor Alpha 7, X-ray Fox. Mike, that was great indoors today for me, and tomorrow, suddenly. So nothing else to report. Yeah, I will be just enjoying days off. Seven trees and back to you.
Well, thanks for being here, Kent and Rena. Have a great day. Look after one another.